AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pressure is growing in Britain on Prime Minister Boris Johnson following allegations of two more pandemic-defying parties by staff in his office, complete with drinking, music, and dancing. One was the night before the funeral of 99-year-old Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband.
I'd say hypocritical is kind of the word that comes to mind.
Jamie Salzman works at a bank in London, and so does Adam Simpson.
The public have just kind of lost interest in the stories and maybe politics in general, given the sleaze that's going on.
Johnson has apologized, saying he thought they were work events. The Biden administration is threatening to take back coronavirus relief funds sent to Arizona over state provisions the administration says discourage families and school districts from following federal guidance recommending face coverings in schools. Districts that require face coverings are ineligible for some state funding in Arizona. The government says retail sales fell in December. The AP's Ben Thomas explains why.
Product shortages, rising prices, and the arrival of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 prompted Americans to sharply cut their spending last month. The Commerce Department reports retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 1.9% from November. Restaurant sales slipped 0.8%, while department stores fell 7%, and online sales dropped 8.7%. Still, that followed a burst of spending in the fall that helped bolster the holiday season, and compared with December 2020, last month's retail sales were 16.9% higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
An official tells the AP the Biden administration determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to potentially further invade Ukraine. Talks between Russia and the U.S. aimed at heading off the escalating crisis have made little progress. The Transportation Department is launching a $27 billion program to repair and upgrade highway bridges as part of the infrastructure law passed in November. This is AP News. Millions of Americans are in the path of a big snowstorm.
This storm is targeting the Midwest, the South, and the East Coast. Depending upon where you are, you may get heavy snow or freezing rain. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec.
At least for the first 24 hours, a band of heavy snow across parts of southwestern Minnesota, across Iowa. So some pretty big totals, 6 to 12 inches across there. Then the storm's going to be pressing farther to the south, and then it'll be eventually turning up the East Coast.
And it'll be bitterly cold across the Northeast through tonight, says the Weather Service, which is also warning that travel could be hazardous in many places because of the snow and ice. I'm Rita Foley.
A dog, Sammy, a black Labrador that was trapped for 6 days inside a house that collapsed last week in a landslide in Seattle, has been rescued. Veterinarians at the scene examined the dog, who seemed alert and wagged her tail after seeing her owner. Another dog, Lily, died when the house collapsed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.